And so, as the sun rose over the island of cheese, casting long shadows through the sausage bushes, illuminating the tops of the honey trees, and warming the fields of smoked salmon, I, Baron Munchausen, who am renowned first and foremost for telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. For while it has been my privilege...
Oh! Tight, Charles, steady. Oh, how can you become a great actress like me? Poor darling, if you get blown to pieces, come on.
Oh. My native land.
Oh, yeah.
There, to attempt the education of my provincial and narrow-minded and stupidly incredulous fellow countrymen, we heaved anchor and set sail. We heaved anchor and set sail!
Oh, bugger.
We are actors. Where are the devil's stagehands? Dead. Can't all have been killed.
Not killed, Ducky. Suicide. Nothing to do with your acting.
Ow.
But ill luck pursued me. I was blown towards the waiting jaws of a whale of such prodigious size and length that I could not, even with a telescope, see the end of him.
What will become of the Baron? Surely this time there is no escape. What will become of the Baron? Surely this time there is no escape.
I have learned from experience that a modicum of snuff can be most efficacious. Elves, bells, and buckets of lead. Where were the waves? The waves!
Oh, God!
You incompetent imbecile!
It wasn't me! It was her!
It wasn't me! It was him! You big...
We are supposed to be professionals, and we're trying to stay alive! Sally! Shh! Now, stay in here, or I shall lock you up.
Where's my brother?
What? You haven't got a brother.
Can you just tell me why it said Henry Salt and Son? I'm your daughter.
We should never have taught you to read. And Son is traditional. That's the way it's supposed to be.
No, the Sultan's demands are still not sufficiently rational. The only lasting peace is one based on reason and scientific principle.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Jackson. The first act didn't go quite as we would have liked. One or two little technical problems.
Oh, please don't apologize, Mr. Salt. I'm sure you're doing your best in very trying circumstances. Excuse me. The officer who risked his life by single-handedly destroying 6 enemy cannon and rescuing 10 of our men held captive by the Turk.
Yes, sir.
The officer about whom we've heard so much.
I suppose so, sir.
Always taking risks far beyond the call of duty.
I only did my best, sir.
Have him executed at once.
Yes, sir. Come along.
This sort of behavior is demoralizing for the ordinary soldiers and citizens who are trying to lead normal, simple, unexceptional lives. I mean, things are difficult enough as it is without these emotional people rocking the boat.
Constantinople, the court of the Grand Turk. What a surprise that a passing zephyr should waft me here. Perhaps fate wishes me to teach the Sultan a lesson or two. His Highness the Sultan loved a good wine and could never resist a wager. Characteristics that were to cost him dear.
Lies! Lies! You scoundrels, I won't put up with it. It's intolerable. Stop this travesty! Stop it! It's an insult, an indignity. I have never seen so much rubbish in all my life. You don't know what you're talking about.
One day, after a sumptuous dinner,
the
Sultan bade me to accompany him to his private apartments. Please do not want to... Please leave the stage.
This blackguard and imposter! I am the Baron Munchausen, and I won't be made a fool of.
Please, please tell him to come up here. We are presenting a performance.
You are presenting a mockery. You present me as if I were a ridiculous fiction, a joke. I won't have it.
What the devil's going on?
Get down!
I told you I...
I must apologize for this most dreadful occurrence. I can assure you that... Shepard, you'll continue with the performance of that size in your feet.
Hello? Hello.
Beautiful ladies. Hello. Beautiful ladies.
You have really a great taste, sir.
Otherwise, it's all quite wrong.
Listen, Cocky, we've got a show to do.
Oh, Lord, Berthold!
Who's Berthold?
How on earth? It's marvellous to see you. How are you? Where have you been? How are your legs? Where are the others? Albrecht, Adolphus, Gustavus. I can't believe it. This is miraculous.
Come on, Bill. He's Bill.
Is he still here? Will you get rid of him, for goodness sake?
What is the matter?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir. We're just about to start the second act afresh. Just...
Who is this?
I've no idea. Some old lunatic.
He's Baron Munchausen.
Oh, I see. The real Baron Munchausen.
Yes, indeed. Who, sir, may I ask you?
A public servant. I am responsible for, among other things, the licensing of this theatre.
This, sir, is the Right Ordinary Horatio Jackson, who just happens to be winning the war and saving the city. Ah! Now, please, leave us.
He's an ass. Only I can end this war.
Explain yourself.
I can end it because I began it. I am the cause.
I'm afraid, sir, you have rather a weak grasp of reality.
Your reality, sir, is lies and balderdash. And I'm delighted to say that I have no grasp of it whatsoever.
This man obviously needs a doctor.
Doctor! Doctor!
What's he doing? We will continue with the show, so thank you very much, Your Ordinary. That's right. Oh! Please! Please be reasonable. If we don't get on with it, he'll throw us to the Turks.
I'll get on with it. Come on, it's
me.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen, Baron Munchausen at your service.
Proved any noses recently?
Most of you won't remember me or my adventures, but I assure you, they are true. The truth is, I am the cause of this siege.
Don't be stupid.
What about the church, then?
You're the cause of the border dispute, are you?
What's that? The sea routes we're fighting for.
No, it isn't.
You poor, deluded fools. If you will only do me the courtesy of accepting the word of a gentleman, I will reveal the true cause of this war. After my return from Egypt, I was most warmly welcomed by the Grand Turk, His Highness the Sultan, who knew of my reputation and held me in high esteem. In fact, so delighted was he with my company that he offered me access to his harem. One day, the Sultan brought me a bottle of his favorite Tokay.
What do you think of that, eh?
Not bad.
Not bad? My dear Munchausen, it's impossible to find better.
Humbug, Your Majesty. What do you wager that I won't procure for you within the hour a bottle of Tokay far superior to this from the Imperial cellar at Vienna, a mere 1,000-odd miles away? Accept my challenge. If I don't succeed, you may cut off my head. These are my stakes. What are yours?
I accept. And if you succeed, you may take from my treasury as much treasure as the strongest man can carry.
Agreed. Give me pen and ink, and I will write to the Empress immediately.
Berthold! Berthold!
Coming!
Oh, blast. Sorry, Jensen. Got to go. Take this to Vienna, to the Empress. She will give you a bottle of wine. Bring it straight to me.
Righto.
For a little light entertainment while you wait. I have been composing a short opera. Would you like to hear a song or two?
No, thank you.
Oh, you'll love it. It's a comedy. It's called The Torturer's Apprentice. Here's the overture.
Oh!
The curtain rises on a typical everyday torture chamber. Jothric, the young apprentice, sings of his joy in his job.
A torturer's apprentice went his merry way to work one day. I bend and stretch and ply my trade, making people all afraid. But things look black, business is slack, there's no one on the rack but me.
Act four is set in an abattoir. I see a lot of slapstick. We begin with the arrival of the eunuch's chorus who sing, "Cut off in my prime, mein Herz, mein Herz."
Cut off in my prime, surrounded by beautiful women all the time. A eunuch's life is hard. A eunuch's life is hard. A eunuch's life is hard.
Excuse me a moment.
Oh, you won't want to miss this aria. It reminds me of my school days in England.
Life is rather like a game. It's important that you win. And though it seems a terrible shame, you lie and cheat.
Steady. Where the hell's Berthold?
Dunno.
Who's with you?
Well, if he's not here in 3.5 minutes, the Sultan is going to cut off my head.
And? Is that all? Well, I'm sorry, I don't find that funny. You find that funny?
This isn't a joke. It's a wager.
A wager?
He's asleep. You can hear him snoring. About 900 miles away.
Good.
He's under a tree. Near Belgrade.
What?
There's a bottle beside him.
Hope he hasn't been at it.
So do I. What's the wind speed, Gus?
3 knots.
You have to be awfully cruel to be kind. I'm a modern man, you will agree. It's either you or me.
Well, time's nearly up, I think. Late, am I?
No. Not late, thank you very much. Thanks. I needed a trim.
Much obliged.
From the Empress.
Delicious. You win. Treasurer, Allow my friend here to take from the treasury as much as the strongest man can carry.
Yes.
Sorry, sir, about the show. There's one or two minor setbacks. Here, sir.
This theatre's closed. I want you and your company out of this city by tomorrow.
Oh, no, sir, no! No, sir, 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 please, give us a say. Sir, look at these favourable endorsements from all over Europe, sir. Mr. Salt's company holds the Mirror Up to Nature, Vienna Clarion, Great Value for Money, Paris Echo, A Good Night Out, Glasgow Herald. Just give us one second, sir.
Look, boy. It's all right. head?
No.
Blast.
Who are you really?
Oh.
Van Charles isn't real. He's only in story.
Go away. I'm trying to die.
Why?
Because I'm tired of the world. The world is evidently tired of me.
But why? Why?
Why? Because it's all logic and reason now. Science, progress, laws of hydraulics, laws of social dynamics, laws of this, that, and the other. No place for three-legged cyclops in the South Seas. No place for cucumber trees and oceans of wine. No place for me.
What happened in the story?
What?
In the Sultan's palace. Did you escape? Were you killed?
I don't know. It was all a long time ago. Who cares?
I do.
I'm very tired. Goodbye.
Please tell me.
No.
Go on.
Buzz off.
Tell me. Please.
Really want to know, don't you?
Stop it! Stop it! We'll all be killed! And then I'll never know the end of the story!
Wait, where are you going? Come back! Come back!
Stop it!
Be a good idea to silence those enemy cannons.
No, sir.
No?
It's Wednesday.
Oh, my Wednesday. Ah! Yeah. Yeah. Ah!
The Turks are about to storm the walls.
You really are Baron Munchausen.
That's it. The end. It's all over. Generations of theatrical expertise snuffed out in the twinkling of an eye. Sally? Sally!
Yeah! Kid!
Sally, come here! You cretinous, senile old fat! You were to be thrown to the Turks.
Oh, yeah. He's Baron Munchausen. The real one. Can't believe it.
Hurry. Hurry.
He is.
Shut up.
But he is. And he can save us. Can't you? He jumped onto a cannonball. He really did. And he flew miles up into the sky. Above the elephants and soldiers.
God, stop lying.
I'm not lying. Am I?
Matter of fact, you are.
But he did. And those soldiers saw him too. They'll tell you. Oh. They're dead.
Oh.
But he did.
No, I didn't.
Now you're lying.
I never lie. Sally, stay here. What's got into you? I didn't fly miles. It was more like a mile and a half. And I didn't precisely fly. I merely held on to a mortar shell in the first instance, and then a cannonball on the way back.
You maniac! You've done for us!
That's it. Doesn't matter whether you're thrown out or stay here. The Turks are about to take the town!
Coming into my prime. Just on the cusp between Romeo and King Lear. My public will kill me for dying at a time like this.
Save us! Save us! Don't disappoint me. Please, Baron, please.
Oh, you are a Baron, aren't you?
You're our only hope.
You are my only hope.
Ladies, please, please. I swear that as long as I, Hieronymus Carl Frederick Baron von Munchausen, live and breathe, you shall come to no harm. You so remind me of Catherine the Great, Empress of all the Russias, whose hand in marriage I once had the honor to decline.
They all remind you.
Yes, why not? Some bits here, some bits there. I have a plan. I will set forth immediately. Find my extraordinary servants. With their help, raise the siege. Save the town.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, very good. Bravo.
Ladies, I shall require your assistance.
Of course.
Anything!
Just tell us what to do.
Kindly be so good as to remove your knickers. Underwear. Isn't it beautiful? It's like a dream come true. It's the dawning of the age of
lovely, intimate things.
But it's madness. He'll kill himself.
Yeah, but well worth it, eh?
What are you doing? It's enough, Natalie. Keep hunting. Keep hunting.
You're right.
No. We need a very simple plan. These are far
too complicated. Simplicity is of the essence.
Sir, those actors have made an air balloon. They're trying to escape.
I'll gas them at once. Throw them out of the town.
We can't open the gates, sir.
We'll throw them over the walls, then.
Yes, sir.
We can't start escaping at a time like this. What would future generations think of us? You won't get far on hot air and fantasy.
Let you down. Never get off again.
I'm going with you.
I absolutely, utterly refuse.
If we go down now, we'll land on the ship.
Come on. That is what I had in mind. Interesting place. The king and queen are charming. You know about their detachable heads, don't you?
No.
Their heads go off for intellectual pursuits, while their bodies engage in more bodily activities. The trouble is, their heads and bodies don't always see eye to eye. You believe me, don't you?
I'm doing my best.
I always feel rejuvenated by a touch of adventure. For heaven's sake, don't you get any younger, or I'll have to find a wet nurse.
Look!
You'll find that I'm one of the king's special favorites. We shall receive a right royal welcome.
At last. Bienvenuta la luna, Peroni.
Your Majesty, what a great pleasure it is to see you again. May I introduce my friend Sally? Sally, King of the Moon. Well, his head at any rate.
I'm sorry. You must refer to me by my complete title, King of Everything, Re di Tutto. But you may call me Re. You know, the moon is a very insignificant part of my domain now. There is so much, 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 much more.
My old friend, you seem to be in some discomfort. What ails you?
Nothing ails me. Can you not see that I am at one with the cosmos?
Ah.
I tell you that and all you can say is, ah. What, are you blind? Baron, let me explain it to you. Since you were last here, I, that is my head, that which is left of me, where the brilliant and important parts are located, is now ruling and governing the known universe. And that which I don't know, I create. I just created spring. But seriously, without me, there would be nothing, not even you. Cogito, ergo es. I think, therefore you is.
Your old friend's a lunatic.
So it would seem. Certainly fallen prey to delusions of grandeur.
Being in tune with every molecule in the universe requires a great deal of concentration. That is why having you on the loose, Baron, does not help. You see, your little stories are somewhat of a distraction to me. You are like a mosquito in the Taj Mahal.
I must inform you, my liege, without my adventures, you wouldn't be here.
So I am now part of your adventures. Well, we shall see about that, huh? Now, Baron, who created who? I hope you'll be very comfortable. Ciao. There goes my revolting body with the queen.
Oh, stop. Oh, I'm tired.
Oh, go away. Damn it, he can't hear me.
Please. Oh, you stinking, horrible man.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. Please don't look. Maybe you'll go away. Oh, it is hard to believe my body and I were ever attached. We are so totally incompatible. I mean, he is still dangling from the food chain, and I am in the stars. Oh, it is so unmetaphysical. No! No, go away! No! I despise you! Let me go!
No! No! No!
I'm back! I got lips again, and I'm gonna use them, baby. It's me. I'm your elephant of joy. Where are you? Give me Bacho, baby. That's right. You got a manja before Bacho. I miss this stuff. You can't do that when you don't got no mouth. I'm back in business. No. Boy, you don't go nowhere.
Baron.
Oh, most wondrous majesty.
Hey, oh.
I know you. You're the little guy tried to make off with my queen last time you were here, huh?
Wow.
We have no more of that, Piccolo Casanova. What are you looking at? Here you go, lovebird. I'm sure you'll be very uncomfortable. I am free again, free to concentrate on higher things. Oh, why don't you go back and amuse yourself in this slime, huh?
Oh, you bit me. Oh, I'm blind. Where is my kingdom for a handkerchief? Where's that? Ah, no, let me go. I've got time to regulate, comets to direct. I don't have time for flatulence and orgasms. I hate that face you make me make that. Oh, please, please, no. I don't want any more bodily functions. Oh, oh, no, please let me go. I don't have time for...
Well, well done.
One of the king's favorites.
This cage isn't real. Just part of the king's lunacy.
It seems solid enough to me.
I see we're in a not very helpful frame of mind.
How are we supposed to save the town from here?
The town is perfectly all right. The present assault is over. Everyone is quite safe there.
How do you know?
I just know. Ow! Ow! Ow!
What the devil?
Ow!
All right, I'm coming. Come out! Come out of there! Ow! Come out! Come out of there!
Ow! Stop that! What did you do that for?
I beg your pardon. I thought you might be unfriendly.
Of course I'm unfriendly. You'd be unfriendly if I prodded you.
Who are you?
I can't remember. I've been here so long.
We'll be like that if we don't escape.
Why are you here?
Oh, I'm a very wicked criminal.
What have you done?
I can't remember.
Then how do you know you're very wicked?
Well, for one thing, I'm in here. And, for another, I've got these shackles on. Berthold!
Hey?
It's Berthold! Berthold! It's me, the Baron! I knew I'd find you on the moon. I'm going to take you back to Earth so you can help us fight the Sultan.
Get off me.
You're Berthold. Berthold, my old servant. Those leg irons are to slow you down, stop you tearing off all over the place.
You must be joking.
You always wore them, remember?
You're crackers.
I'm Baron Munchausen.
That sounds nasty. Is it contagious?
You're wasting time.
Darling Baron
Ariadne.
I'm sorry I couldn't have speak for you before, but Roger's so difficult.
Where exactly is Roger?
In bed with my body, of course. Stop it. Stop it. If he discovers my head's with you. Quickly. Climb into my hair.
No, why is she making those funny noises?
Yes.
Her body is with the king, and he is tickling her feet.
Yes. No. Oh, no.
Berthold. Come on, let go of me.
You're coming with us.
No chance.
Why not?
I can't remember.
You're not frightened, are you?
That's it. Come on, help me.
Stop it.
Come on, quickly. I'm aboard.
La, la.
Give me your hand.
Oh,
tight.
I don't want to escape. Oh, no.
Yes.
I love thee. I tickle you till dawn, darling. There we go. Off. There, I wipe everything away. There. Darling, you love this. I know you do. But you don't say anything. Why you don't say anything? You are a pillow biter. That's it. Hey, I tickle.
must get back to Roger before he notices I am headless.
I quite understand.
Oh, darling, take me with you.
Back to Earth?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Without your body...
I thought you loved me for myself.
Oh, I did. I mean, I do. Of course I do. It's just...
Go.
I think you're right, aren't you? It's impossible. Oh, take a lock of my hair.
Just a lock, Cocky. Not the old carpet. I shall treasure it always.
Oh, the king! Oh, I must go. Oh, au revoir, my dear Baron. Oh, yes! I'm coming, Roger. I'm coming.
Darling, I'm going to drive you to China. Let it out of... Oh, my God! Where's your head?
No wonder he's so quiet, eh?
I'm too rough. I knock it off, huh? It's around here. I'll find we play hide and seek. Hold on. Dolly. Oh, you play a trick, eh? Dolly, come out. You're not here. Oh, where are you? Where?
You're with the Baron. You are with that little man.
You told me size don't make a difference. Oh, you butcher!
Now, head to head. That's it.
I'll find your Baron, and then I'll kill you.
Faster! Faster!
I'll make a Baron brochette. Sybil, andiamo!
Come on, faster!
Move.
Take his weights off.
I have.
What?
Owls, he can't run anymore.
Nonsense. He's just out of practice. Come on, Bertho.
You look for him. Nowhere to run to. Nowhere to hide for you, Baron. What are you looking at? Look down there. That's it. Hey, come on.
There it is, Sybil. Down there. I got you now, Baron. Wait, no, Sybil, wait.
Are you hungry, my darling? Are you? All right, you take the Baron, you take the bald one, and for you, my sweet, the little girl, because you're my favorite. All right, dinner is done!
You got a way, I'll go this way.
You're last of your species! Walls, work with the girls, stand together! I'm free at last. The body is dead. The body is dead. Long live the head. It's finished. Finito. Bye, body. I shall prove a head does not need a body to survive. I am omnipotent. Yes. Oh, no. I got an itch. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. No. No.
Sally, well done.
Baron?
Baron Munchausen. How great to see you. Well, what are you doing here?
Get off me.
It's me, Berthold, your old servant, Berthold, remember?
Yes, yes, we've been through all that.
Oh. Where are we?
On the moon.
Oh, yeah. Same old Baron, eh?
Can we go now?
Get weaving.
Hang on. It's all coming back. I've been stuck here for over 20 years. Ever since you were last here on the moon. You abandoned me here. You swine. You toddled off with the old Queen of Tarts and left me to rot in that parrot case, didn't you? And now you come back here just because it suits you after wasting half my life and expect me to follow you to the ends of the earth.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Where the rest of the gang are?
Not a clue. Oh.
This is precisely the sort of thing that no one ever believes. Right, Berthold. You go first, then Sally.
From. Yes. Splice it to the end so that we may continue our descent.
Oh, very clever. Great. Why didn't I think of that? That's why he's a baron and I'm a pro.
Oh!
Oh!
On the basic rate.
That's not enough.
That's what I got to offer.
A separate agreement.
6%. 2.5%. Take it or leave it.
5% or no increased production.
We want more. We want more.
I can't imagine why. Oh. Our descent in what I take to be the volcano of Mount Etna should have been slowed by a rising cushion of warm air. The damn thing seems to have gone out.
Oh, no. Not more giants.
Can I help you, tiny mortals?
I sincerely hope so. I'm a Baron Munchausen. You may have heard of me. My friends and I are looking for three men. One with exceptional eyesight, one with superb hearing and powerful lungs, and one who is extremely large and strong.
Oh, we're all extremely large and strong here. I am Vulcan, the god. And these are my giant employees, the Cyclops, who even now are going back to work.
That's it! Oh,
I'm willing to supply arms and equipment to anyone that's prepared to pay the price. Greeks, Trojans, Romans, Huns. It's not my fault if they're crazy enough to slaughter each other, is it? Oh! You monkey crew! Your ghost laws don't impress me. I'm God. I've got all the time in the universe. Hear that? All the time, me. You know, in the old days, the staff used to get paid on the dot every 1,000 years. This staff expects the memory century. Ah, it's outrageous.
What's this?
Oh, this is our prototype. RX Intercontinental. Radar sneaky, multi-warheaded nuclear missile.
Ah. What does it do?
Do? Kills the enemy.
All the enemy?
Aye, all of them. All their wives and all their children and all their sheep and all their cattle and all their cats and dogs. All of them. All of them gone for good.
That's horrible.
Well, you see, the advantage is you don't have to see one single one of them die. You just sit comfortably thousands of miles away from the battlefield and simply press the button.
Well, where's the fun in that?
Oh, we cater for all sorts here. You'll be surprised.
Would you care for a little fodder, perhaps?
Mmm, delicious.
Ah, it's not a bad drop of tea as far as Nectar of the Gods go, you'll understand. You can all stay for as long as you like. It's nice to have fresh company for tea.
Thank you, it'll be a pleasure.
I'm sorry, but we have to go soon. We're in a hurry.
Oh, here comes my midget manservant with the petting falls.
Albrecht! Baron! Willowed! What are you doing here?
Looking for you.
I haven't got the treasure anymore. I spent it. I mean, I gave it all to charity.
I don't want the treasure. Albrecht, this is Sally. Sally Albrecht.
Hello.
I want you to come and help us fight the Turk again.
Oh, no. I couldn't do that. No. Not since I found myself. No, now I really know. I never really wanted to be big and strong and lug heavy things about. No, and now I know I want to be dainty and sensitive. They call me a midget down there. I love it. It's bliss.
He's gone funny.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my dearest. Oh.
Excuse me. May I introduce you to Baron Munchausen and his little friend over there, Sally, and Berthold. This is Venus, the goddess, my wife.
Madam, I am overwhelmed.
Oh, my love, my life, Alpha, the Omega of my existence. I've got something here for you.
Unable to offer you so splendid a gift. But allow me to say that you excel in beauty, even the magnificent Catherine the Great of Russia.
Here we go.
Whose hand in marriage I once had the honor of declining.
Baron, you flatter me.
Not one jot, madam. Not one tittle.
Dance, can't you?
No.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Hey! Door!
What do you expect? I've just been expelled from a state of bliss. And it's all your fault.
Where are we? Answer me!
The most probable explanation, if you're not an incurable skeptic, is that we've been dropped through the center of the world and come out on the other side, somewhere in the South Seas.
We're miles away!
Oh, well done.
Oh, was that me, my volcano?
So was I.
Look! An island!
Is there a volcano in it?
Oh, shut up about your poxy volcano!
I think there is a volcano on it.
I spy, with my little eye, something beginning with M.
It's a demon on the deep.
That begins with D, you clutch. It's M, for monster.
What is that?
With any luck.
To me?
His heart is dead.
He doesn't look very perky, does he?
Is there a doctor in the fish?
No, doctor. No, doctor.
We've got to get him warm and dry.
What's that noise?
It's music.
That's not music.
Look. That's a light. Come on. This way. Go out here, the Baron.
Oh, doctors.
Do I hear the Baron?
What does that? You trumpet.
Adolphus, Gustavus, is it really you?
Baron! Berthold! Oh, Fleck!
The bleeding!
Sally, this is Adolphus, who used to be able to hit a bullseye from halfway round the world. And this is Gustavus, who could blow over a whole forest with just one breath.
Those were the days, when we were young.
How do you mean?
There's no good fighting it.
We're not dead.
You have to accept it. We're all dead here. This is hell.
Heaven.
Hell.
Heaven.
Don't be stupid.
Go on, sit down, relax, have a game.
For a very long time. Come on,
what are you doing?
You're giving up, aren't you?
Well,
you can't give up. I won't let you.
No way, clear off.
What about Rose? And Daisy and my father?
They are perfectly safe. They can look after themselves. Besides, there are more important things.
Such as?
Well... once in a while. You must have heard me shouting. This is a good omen, what?
Oh, yeah.
Prepare a rowing boat and be ready to leave. Oh, my. I have learned from experience that a modicum of snuff can be most efficacious.
Where's the Baron?
Baron? Baron!
not forever. Still flying. I told you there was nothing to worry about.
Oh, my God. It's the Sultan's army. Quick, back in the fish.
They're inviting us to defeat them. We must oblige them. On the count of three. Customers, blow them back to Asia Minor. Dolphus, find the Sultan and shoot him. Orbeck, go for the core. But hold. Make yourself useful. One, two, three.
Couldn't make that four, could you?
We're going down.
Abandoned ship. Abandoned ship.
I think the ship's abandoning us, mate.
I still can't swim.
This is absolutely dreadful.
Help!
I've never before been in such a disastrous rout. I'm usually on the winning side.
You're not so competitive. You won't get some shirt.
Albrecht's useless.
Might as well give up now.
You mustn't say that. Not you.
Now, if we begin attacking in two directions simultaneously, we confound surprise with confusion. Albrecht and Gustavus will provide the major themes as spur to the battle, while Adolphus and Bert...
Baron.
Don't interrupt. What is it?
Going to work.
What do you mean?
They're all old and tired now. It isn't like it used to be. Don't you see?
Where are you going?
Give myself up.
Why?
I gave my word that I would raise the siege and save the town. I gathered you all here for that purpose. If you want to see Baron Munchausen again, you'd better do something about it.
You can't give yourself up. He might kill you. And then we'll have spent all that time in that smelly fish for nothing.
It's agreed. Friday the 28th, you surrender. That's,
No.
3 weeks from tomorrow. We can fix the details later.
No. You surrender.
With respect, Sultan, we've been through all this. You surrender.
But we're winning.
We surrendered last time.
So?
So now it's your turn.
Oh. What about the virgins?
Please, forget the virgins. We're out of virgins. Let us instead concentrate on reaching a rational, sensible, and civilized agreement, which will guarantee a world fit for science, progress, and...
But not Baron Munchausen!
Baron! You old lunatic!
I'm afraid so.
Help, God! Murder! Murder!
Who let this man into my tent?
Sultan, if you are still interested in my head, it's yours. I'm tired of it.
Send for the executioner.
So, Mr. Jackson, still the rational man? How many people have perished in your logical little war?
There are certain rules, sir, to the proper conduct of living. We cannot fly to the moon. We cannot defy death. We must face the facts. Not the folly of fantasists like you, who do not live in the real world, and who consequently come to a very sticky end.
Famous last word?
Not yet.
Not yet? Is that famous?
The man's a buffoon.
Executioner!
Execute.
Ah!
Damn it, man. Make yourself useful. I can't do everything.
Thank you.
Get off him! Give him some air!
Oh, here is the doctor.
Oh, who's done it?
Take care.
Was only one of the many occasions on which I met my death. An experience which I don't hesitate strongly to recommend. And so, with the help of my inestimable servants, I defeated the Turks and saved the day. And from that time forth, everyone who had a talent for it lived happily ever after.
Stop this nonsense at once. You, sir, are under arrest for spreading ridiculous tales at a time of great danger. When the enemy is at the gate, arrest him.
Open the gates.
I order you to arrest that man at once. Am I or am I not the elected representative? Arrest him.
Open the gates! Yeah! This way! Come on!
Do not open the gate! The Turk is outside and we are not about to surrender!
Open the gates! Right. Open the gates! Come on, dear ladies! Over the barrier!
Do not open the gate!
Keep up! Steady as you go!
Come back, I'm warning you! Do not open those gates!
His wave!
Anyone who opens those gates is guilty of treason! Hello, me! The gate will remain closed!
Open the gates!
Open the gates!
Shoot anyone who disobeys my orders.
Ready? Hold the ground! Open the gates, dear friends, and seize the day! Close our minds up with the vengeance death! In fear, there's nothing so destroys a man as ignorant dullness and conformity. Grasp the mantle! Grasp the...
No, no, no! Quite wrong! Open the gate!
Shoot me! Shoot me!
Sephiroth, my
new Sephiroth.
Beautiful ladies. Beautiful ladies.
It wasn't just a story, was it?